the smarter way to start your weekend. You're listening to This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. There's no magic pill for career success, right? But an increasingly vocal, if tiny, share of professionals swear a capsule of psilocybin or an infusion of ketamine comes pretty close. Business tripping, so to speak, by Callum Borchers, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Cal, what have you found?
Well, what I found is that the ketamine in particular has become kind of a hack, if you will, for productivity and creativity for some small slice of white collar professionals. I don't want to say it's completely mainstream, but in certain corners of the business world, especially in tech, this has become a way to either overcome a mental health challenge when a doctor prescribes it off label, because the drug is only approved by the FDA for anesthesia, by the way. But it can produce a kind of psychedelic like side effect. And some professionals tell me it really helps spark creativity and get the juices flowing.
Jeez. So maybe start with the basics here. Ketamine is what? You said used in anesthesia, but like, how's it work?
That's right. It is initially approved in the 70s by the FDA. It was kind of a Vietnam War era drug for battlefield anesthesia. But like many drugs, it has side effects, including causing people to dissociate. And so while it's not generally classified as a pure psychedelic in the way that, ecstasy or LSD are, it can have similar effects. But some users are not stopping there, by the way. You do see folks also dipping into so-called magic mushrooms, or psilocybin is the chemical name, especially for micro doses. So it's, we're a little bit cheeky with the headline about business tripping. And certainly some people are going on these psychedelic retreats where they really do have a pretty high dose and, have a pretty wild experience, we gather. But other professionals tell me that they're taking very small doses. We're talking 5 to 10% of what somebody might consume if they were partying, let's say. And so you get just a little bit of an effect. And what they claim is that it helps them quiet negative thoughts and maybe think more creatively about business problems. And there's, very limited academic research to support this, by the way, but a lot of folks are beginning to try this.
It's really something. So you mentioned the company Frontier Risk in your piece. I think they're in the insurance industry. Like, what's their experience here? How did the ketamine work its way in here?
Yeah, Frontier Risk is an interesting case study. Relatively small company, about a dozen members on the team. And the chief executive, James Whitcomb, is somebody who says he turned to ketamine about 6 years ago, initially to treat depression, and he found that it worked well for him. And then he also found that it had the effect of helping him think more creatively about business problems. And he gave me an example. He said, just recently I was at a ketamine clinic in Connecticut. This is above board, by the way. You can walk into a clinic in many states and go for a round of ketamine. And he said, during a psychedelic experience on ketamine, I had the idea, what if as a team, we just got together on a video call with no agenda, no meeting, and we just sat there together and basically just watched each other work, sort of like a study hall might be. And of course, he comes out and he says, like, look, this sounds really hippy-dippy. I totally get it. Like, this is the kind of idea I would have dismissed if I was completely sober. He's a banking guy. He comes from Wall Street. Now he works in insurance. But he says, in a slightly altered state of mind, I thought, yeah, it's worth a try. Let's try this. And the idea is maybe this will spark a serendipitous moment of collaboration on a team that's completely remote. They don't usually sit side by side. And so this is a way that he's trying to, get the teamwork flowing. That may work or may not, but it's the kind of idea that professionals tell me that they have. The running theme is people telling me that this stops them from second guessing themselves. It's not necessarily that the drug gives you an idea.
Wow.
It's that it sort of lowers your inhibitions and the ideas that you might normally dismiss as, that's a little out there. Maybe you're willing to give it a go.
Wow. We're speaking with Callum Borchers. He writes the On the Clock column at the Wall Street Journal. This piece is called Business Tripping, the Professionals Trying Drugs to Get Better at Work. There was an issue where some trauma surfaced for a woman in a particular session here. Can you explain what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. This is not a great experience for everybody. And I, you know, I spoke with someone who has administered ketamine during some of these, you know, rounds at a clinic. He said, you know, it can be a great experience for many people, but in this case, you know, this woman was really having a bad experience. You know, her on ketamine for whatever reason, it triggered some trauma for her. And it's worth thinking about that happening in the context of a group outing with coworkers, right? You know, people think it's awkward to get a little tipsy at the company Christmas party. Well, imagine having a really emotional experience on ketamine with your coworkers. So I think that's something for folks to consider for sure as they mull whether this is for them or not.
Thanks, Cal. Callum Borchers, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, a better way to resolve differences.